In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Christ is in our midst. Today, we come to the end of our pre-Lenten journey this year. And tonight, at the Vesper service, known as the Forgiveness Vespers, and specifically at the Great Prokimenon, which is right after we chant Phosilaron, O Gladsome Light, we begin our Lenten journey this year. And it is in the theme or the gospel and epistle passages that we heard today. I hope that you, if you didn't hear them clearly, that you took an opportunity to read them in the bulletin or on your own. We see the theme, we hear the theme that is presented to us to encourage us, to guide us, to direct our attention to the way we should present ourselves. We should prepare ourselves to enter into this, our annual journey toward Pascha, toward the resurrection. But before we can proceed, today we look back. We remember. We have a memory of where we came from. And it's not just for us to remember in our minds, but to open our hearts and our souls, to prepare our heart and our soul spiritually, and to prepare ourselves physically to begin our journey toward Lent, toward Pascha. Now, those of you who are paying attention to this, and I hope that everyone does, you know that each and every day of Lent we have scripture readings. There's three of them. They're from where? It's not a test. From Genesis, and from Isaiah, and from Proverbs. Genesis, Isaiah, and Proverbs. Genesis, because it's important for us to know as we prepare for the future, or if we are preparing on a journey towards a destination, to know where we came from. So Genesis is going to remind us where we came from. And we start tomorrow morning with the first chapter and the first verse. We go through the history of salvation, the history of creation, where we came from. We'll talk about that in a minute. And then we read from Isaiah, because Isaiah, like all the prophets, but Isaiah, his prophecies really hit home directly, and what may sound as hard to us, but important, as a return, a call for us to return. And he reminded the people of Israel, and he reminds us, that we are in a faraway place. And then Proverbs, because we need that wisdom and that guidance so that we can find our way to our destination. We were created to be in paradise. And what is paradise but none other than walking with God, in communion with God, not noticing the world around us. This is Adam and Eve. We know this from the story. I'm sure all the young people can tell us because they've heard it many times in Sunday school about Adam and Eve, first man and first woman. And that is one of the themes of today, is about Adam and Eve. We know today is cheese fair because it's the last day for us from a fasting perspective that we enjoy the dairy products and eggs and begin with our fasting routine or discipline tomorrow. And it's also known as Forgiveness Sunday because we offer and receive forgiveness, and we will do that specifically and expressly tonight in the service of forgiveness. But all of us are encouraged to do so with our family and our friends, and more importantly, our enemies. This is the second theme of today. And then the third is the expulsion of Adam and Eve from paradise. That's the icon you see on the front of your bulletin. And all these are presented for us to direct our attention is how we are to prepare ourselves for our Lenten journey. We were created in communion and in union in the sense that we walked with God. Now imagine that, because even though we don't know it, that's what's within us when we struggle, we are challenged, we are searching for something in our lives, and there's so much around us that is right in front of us that we grab hold of, but often we're missing what we're really searching for. We may not even know it because we are in such a faraway place. And by the way, that's the theme of all the pre-Lenten weeks, is to remind us of this. Zacchaeus had the desire. He took great effort to see the Lord. And we hear that salvation today has come to his house. And then the publican and the Pharisee, mercy and forgiveness, humility, not Pharisaic or a spirit of criticism, or I'm not like that person, but humility. And then the prodigal son, who was in a faraway place, and when he came to his senses, he found his way back. He journeyed back to the Father and was received with love and mercy and forgiveness. And then last week, the Judgment Sunday, where it's not us, up to us, to judge our brother and his sister. It's the judge who will, but he does so with mercy and love and forgiveness. But yes, indeed, there is judgment for being in a faraway place in sin and not returning. And then today, we have presented before us three things: forgiveness, fasting. So forgiveness, fasting, and then the last verse: do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal, but lay up for yourselves treasure in heaven. We oftentimes find ourselves distracted by, or seduced by, or tempted by, or without even knowing it, immersed in the world around us. Those things that may even seem good, that may seem healthy, that may seem pleasurable to us, draw us away, divide us oftentimes. We build a wall between us and what is truly healthy, what is truly good, and what is truly eternal for us, and that is walking with God. And this wall that we build up is a wall that we build up between each other, not only between that which is harmful to us, but we take that and we turn it into a wall between each one of us. And these walls that we build up, day by day, until they build and build and build, and then we are separated from one another without even knowing it, without even realizing it. All these things around us, whether it be between us personally, in families, in marriages, in communities, in our country, politically, socially, all these different things, walls build up. This is an opportunity for us right now, right today, as we begin Lent this year, to do exactly what the gospel's telling us. If you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father also will forgive you. If you do not forgive others of their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. We have all these reasons. They did this. They are like this. They're taking away this from us. They're putting this on us. They hurt us, they harmed us, they said this about us. All these things are in front of us. Now, we may think we're right in the way we feel against them. They did do these things to us. It did hurt us. It did harm us. It is oppressing us. All these things. But that's not the point. And that's not what our Lord is telling his disciples when he was with them and what he's telling us today. Remember when Peter asked, if my brother trespasses against me, how many times should I forgive him? Seven? Seven times? That's a lot of times. No, the Lord said 70 times seven. I can only imagine what Peter was thinking at that time. Oh, 70 times seven. How am I going to do this? I'm not going to live that long. That's forgiveness. That means the greatest injustice, the greatest harm emotionally or spiritually or physically to you. We are to forgive. This is the spirit that we should be entering into Lent, and this is the spirit we should have so that we may one day return to the state of paradise. This is our goal. This is our journey. So we first need to recognize that. And then we have these tools of fasting and almsgiving to remind us, to help us, so that we may return to paradise. These are not exercises to make us physically healthy, although it may happen, or to take away our goods and our money and all these things, although it may reduce what we have. That's not what this is about. It's to remind us of our dependence on the Creator. We depend on Him. We need Him. We are created by Him to be with Him. That is our life. And not just this year or last year or next year, but our entire lives, however young, however old we are, what our remaining time on this earth is to recognize that, to acknowledge that, to prepare ourselves, to take a step on that journey, just one step on that journey, and to continue on in that journey, even if we stumble, and even if we fall, and even if we come to a crossroad and are not sure where to go, we continue on in that journey toward the kingdom. This is our calling. This is our life. And the blessings that come from it, the peace which passes all understanding, as Paul says. This is what we seek, and this is what we receive. For when we forgive, we are forgiven. When we fast, when we deny ourselves, we are made full. And when we put our treasures, whatever they may be, and we put them up to the Lord, we receive tenfold, 100-fold. We receive a bounty. This is our journey, and this is how we are called to begin Lent this year and all our life. So may our Lord, may the resurrected Lord, the destination for us, which is eternal life, may that same Lord who came to this world so that we can be reunited, we can be restored, we can be returned to paradise. May the Lord strengthen us for our journey this year and all our life to the kingdom. Amen.